emasculated, or has his male organ cut off, may enter the assembly of the Lord. No one of illegitimate birth may enter the assembly of the Lord. None of his descendants, even to the 10th generation, may enter the assembly of the Lord. No Ammonite or Moabite may enter the assembly of the Lord. None of their descendants, even to the 10th generation, may ever enter the assembly of the Lord. Because they did not meet you with food and water on the way, when you came out of Egypt, and because they hired against you Balaam, son of Beor, from Petor of Mesopotamia, to curse you. Nevertheless, the Lord your God was unwilling to listen to Balaam, but the Lord your God turned the curse into a blessing for you, because the prosperity all your days. You shall not loathe an Edomite, for he is your brother. You shall not loathe an Egyptian, because you were a stranger. Must be holy.
You shall not hand over to his master a slave who has escaped from his master to you. He shall live with you in your midst, in the place that he chooses, in one of your towns where it pleases him. You shall not mistreat him. None of the daughters of Israel shall be a cult prostitute, nor shall any of the sons of Israel be a cult prostitute. You shall not bring the earnings of a prostitute or the money for a dog into the house of the Lord. Your God is payment for any vowed offering, because both of these are an abomination to the Lord your God. You are not to charge interest to your countrymen, interest on money, food, or anything that may be loaned on interest. You may charge interest to a foreigner, but to your countrymen you shall not charge interest. So that the Lord your God may bless you in all that you undertake, in the land which you are about to enter to possess. When you make a vow, neighbor's vineyard, you may eat grapes until you are satisfied, but you are not to put any in your basket. When you enter your neighbor's standing grain, you may pluck the heads of grain with your hand, but you